May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn 36. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Hymn 36. From God's holy word is the gospel according to Luke chapter 2, reading down to verse 40. The gospel according to Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, Every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Aser. She was of a great age, and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Amen. May the Lord bless his word to us and help his servant to pray.
Most merciful and gracious God, we need thee now to grant to us a breath of real prayer. Or may we never be left to pray as the Pharisee did, and thus with ourselves. And O Lord, may we know that true indicting of thy Holy Spirit, that thou would help us to ask for those things that are in accordance with thy holy mind and holy will that we should ask for. But, O Lord, do help us to ask in faith, nothing wavering. Oh, we pray, dear Lord, for thy sweet presence to be known and sweetly felt here, and that thy house may be to us the house of God and the gateway to heaven. Nor may we be favoured like those that went into the Mount of Transfiguration when they saw no man save Jesus only. O Lord, we would seek for grace to humble ourselves under thy mighty hand, that we may come pleading the precious name and precious blood of the Lord Jesus. Oh, may it please thee, dear Lord, to speak to our souls that we might hear thy voice. Lord, as we come as ever we have to come, as a poor, needy, helpless sinner. We've nothing to bring of ourselves. One said, our best is stained and dyed with sin. Our all is nothing worth. But oh, we would come in humble confession of our many, many sins. Lord, we pray for thee to give us that God-given repentance that needeth not to be repented of. Oh, that we may be washed in the precious blood of Jesus and cleansed from all sin. We might be clean every whit. We may be, Lord, washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, we do seek, dear Lord, for pardon and peace to be given to each of thy seeking, longing children. Oh, may be those sweetly assured that their pardon is signed and their peace is procured. Lord, thou knowest the darkness that so often many of thy people walk in. And oh, we pray thou wilt come and turn that darkness into light. Oh, that thou wouldst come, Lord, and set free those that are bound by sin and Satan and unbelief, that there may be those loosed and let go. Oh, may thy people be set at liberty. For thou hast said, if the Son shall make you free, then are ye free indeed. And, O Lord, we pray for those that have heavy burdens, that thou would help them to cast them all upon thee and to leave them at thy feet. Oh, that thou wouldst undertake, Lord, for each one in their varied needs. And, oh, may it please thee to confirm the souls of thy people. Oh, do confirm thy word, Lord, to each of our souls. And oh, do confirm to us that we're in that narrow way, that thou hast begun thy work in us, that thou hast chosen us ere time began. Oh, we pray for the confirmation of thy sweet promises, that thou wilt remember those, Lord, that may feel to be out of the secret. Oh, do assure them that thou hast loved them ere time began. Oh, that thou wouldst speak those precious words thou didst to dear Jeremiah. Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And, O Lord, how we need thee to draw us away from this world, away from time things, and draw us to thy feet. And we would pray with the spouse of old, draw me, and we will run after thee. We do pray for thee to work wondrously in this dark and solemn day. May there be yet many, Lord, born again. May there be yet many quickened into life and brought to hunger and thirst for the truth, as it is in Jesus. Do bless the dear babes, Lord. We thank thee for safe deliverance and for preserving life, for sparing life, Lord, and granted life. Do bless the dear parents here and their little ones. Remember them each with the favour thou bearest to thy dear people, and visit them with thy salvation. Who help the dear children at school and guide them and direct them, Lord, in all their pathway. And help them to look to thee in their early days and to bear the yoke in their youth. Who bless the dear young people. Guide them, Lord, and direct them. Help them to commit their way to thee, to trust also in thee, that thou wilt bring it to pass. Bless those in relationships, Lord, who confirm them and be with them and bless them and bind them together. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt go before each one of the dear young ones here, our own grandchildren and all the young and rising race. Keep them from all sin. Keep them, Lord, from this world. And keep them from the snares and attractions and the subtle work of Satan. Do provide for each one in providence and in grace. And Lord, do remember those that have no offspring. We pray that thou would especially help them and give them that patience and grace to wait upon thee. And may they see thy hand work wondrously. Lord, the power's thine. There may be those, Lord, who've got impossible things to do. But may faith be given to believe that there is nothing impossible with thee. Help those that need thee in some special way. We pray thou wilt come and supply their need. And may they prove what the dear poet said, "My every need he richly will supply, nor will his mercy ever let me die." Remember those, Lord, that are aged and some unable to be with us through weakness and great age now. We pray thou wilt visit them where they each are, and those in Bethesda and in other homes. Lord, do come and reveal thyself to them in their latter days, and come and crown their journey's end. Prepare them and prepare each of us, Lord, for that great day of death, the day of our departing. May we be ready, waiting for thy coming. May we have the religion that dear Simeon had, and oh, that when the hour of death comes, we might fall asleep in Jesus. Do help, Lord, those in affliction. Grant them grace to bear the afflictions, and if it's thy holy will, oh, do grant that needed healing and restore in mercies. We pray, Lord, for thee to sanctify all thy dealings to us, that out of the bitter might there be that blessed sweetness. As the dear poet said, dear Lord, though my cup seems filled with gall, there's something secret sweetens all. Who help the deacons here and guide them in the choice of the hymns, and do hear and answer their prayers and the prayers that go forth. Do give them that wisdom and grace to know and to discern thy will in all things. We pray, Lord, for thy blessing to rest upon the church and congregation here, and that thou wilt yet smile upon them again, that there may be those constrained to follow thee and to be obedient to thy sweet commands and ways. Lord, do remove all that hinders. And as the various hindrances we meet, but oh, we pray that thou wilt go before us each and guide us by thy counsel, and afterward receive us to glory. We would pray earnestly for real prosperity in Zion. Thou would awaken many sinners round this sanctuary, around our own flock at home and throughout Zion, to come and fill the place. May there yet be those like Saul of Tarsus brought to hear thy voice and tremble before thee. Who help thy dear servants. We pray for gracious liberty to be granted to them today. And oh, do bless thy dear servant with our own flock. Grant him, Lord, that anointing from heaven and the sweet liberty of the Spirit. And oh, may there be real fruit to follow. Do bless this sacred season to us. Oh, may we be led to view a little of the realities of it, Lord. To consider thee and thy glorious coming, and all thy sufferings, all thy death, and glorious resurrection. And Lord, do remember in mercy this nation. Do turn us from our wickedness and sin and idolatry. And may we be yet blessed with godly, gracious leaders. Lord, thou canst provide. Who hear the sighs and the cries and groans of thy people over the abominations done in the land. And may it please thee to put thy grace and fear in our queen and royal family, that they may be brought to set a right example in the land. And leave us not to the will of our enemies, nor put down all the evil and violent men. Remember all those that are persecuted throughout the earth for righteousness' sake. And oh, do appear for them, we do beseech thee. Comfort those that are bereaved, Lord. We think especially of dear Mrs. Woodhams and the family in their great loss, and to Zion at large. We pray, Lord, for thee to sanctify these things, and remember those in Pakistan, Australia, and other places where terrible things have come to pass. Comfort those, Lord, in their great losses, and may it be a voice to many to look to thee. Now, O Lord, we would not multiply words. Who anoint us to speak a few things in thy holy name. We pray, Lord, for that gracious help from heaven, and that thou would apply thy word with divine power. And may, Lord, there be real fruit to follow. And we would praise thee for all thy great mercies. We would not let them lie, forgotten in unthankfulness, nor without praises done. Who be with us now, grant a sweet flowing together between pulpit, desk and pew. And may the dear Lord Jesus have the preeminence. We ask thee to forgive all our sin and anything we've uttered amiss. For Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn number 703. Ye souls redeemed with Jesus' precious blood, proclaim the grace of your incarnate God. Sing that amazing, boundless, matchless love which brought the Lord of glory from above. Hymn 703.
seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, I direct you to Psalm 118 and verse 24. Psalm 118 and verse 24. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. The 118th Psalm and verse 24. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This sacred psalm is set between the shortest psalm and the longest psalm, Psalm 117 being the shortest and 119 being the longest. And the dear psalmist here was given a wonderful view of the glorious coming of the Lord Jesus and his glorious birth. He says, the stone which the builders refused is become the head stone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvellous in our eyes. And oh, how the dear Redeemer was to be and is still to be to his dear people at that cornerstone, binding them together, binding them to him. And he says, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvellous in our eyes. But then the words of our text, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. There are three things that have rested upon me regarding this text when the Lord dropped it into my heart. Firstly, concerning the dear Lord Jesus. And secondly, concerning his dear people throughout his precious word. There were those blessed days which the Lord had made. But then thirdly, in each of our hearts and in our lives and in our experiences, have we not those days which we could truly say the Lord hath made? We will rejoice and be glad in it. And as we look back today, as we come toward the close of the year, have there not been those days? Well, may the Lord anoint me and help me to set before you a few things concerning this text. Let us begin by, as we come to this sacred season of the year, of the glorious birth of the dear Lord Jesus. Could we not say concerning it, this is the day which the Lord hath made? You know, if you go through the Old Testament, you'll find all those precious characters that so look for that blessed day to come when Christ should be born. Their faith was centred upon it. And they, when the Lord favoured them with a little glimpse of it, They were truly what our text said, able to rejoice, weren't they? And to be glad in it. You can think of God the Abraham, who saw the day of Christ and was glad. Think of dear Job, how the Lord favoured him so that he was able to say, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall appear on the earth in the latter days. They had those blessed views, didn't they, of the glorious Redeemer. And then think too of the prophet Isaiah, how the Lord wonderfully showed him of the glorious coming of the Lord Jesus, the day that the Lord hath made. Especially when he speaks of him so beautifully as Emmanuel, God with us. He had that beautiful view, didn't he, of the day the Lord had made, Christ's glorious coming. And then to where he says, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Oh, they knew this glorious day. But we read in the lesson, didn't we, in Luke, that beautiful account of this day. And what a day it was, wasn't it, in the hearts and experiences of those precious souls. And I just want to name a few of them briefly that we read of. First of all, the dear mother of Christ, dear Mary. You know, when Gabriel came to her and said that she should bring forth the precious Son of God, and his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. What a day that was in her life, wasn't it? In her experience. It was the day the Lord had made. And oh, look how, as our text says, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Now let us just consider the day, but the effect of that day. And you think when Gabriel was dispatched from heaven to come and tell her this tidings, and you can well understand what she said. How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And what did the Holy Spirit enable Gabriel to say to her? The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. And that holy thing that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And oh, the rejoicing there was in the heart of dear Mary. She knew what it was to be glad, didn't she? And my great concern is, as we come to this sacred season of the year, we may know and have the assurance from heaven in our hearts that he came into this earth to suffer, to bleed and to die for us personally. Was it not dear William Huntington, when he wrote to one of his friends at this season of the year, and he said what he desired for them, that precious babe, the dear Lord Jesus, might be cradled in their hearts at this Christmas season. You know, if you got the dear Redeemer, that precious babe cradled in your heart and mind this season of the year, it'll be a blessed day. Oh, it will. This is the day which the Lord hath made. And you think in the heart of dear Mary, oh, how that blessed day she was never to forget, what he had promised. But then there was to be the day of his glorious birth. Well, can we read concerning Mary that she kept all these things and pondered them in her heart? Do you know what it is to keep the things the Lord has given you and ponder them in your heart? You see, she got a real heart religion. It wasn't just in her mind. The Holy Spirit had shown her in her heart this glorious babe as her Redeemer, her Saviour, her all. And you look how, as the text says, let us be glad and rejoice in it. And oh, poor soul, may it be so with you and me at this sacred season. But then you think of those shepherds. This was the day that the Lord had made for them, wasn't it? Oh, think of the glorious tidings told them by the angel. And I will just name them, and may the Holy Spirit sweetly apply them to each of us. And what a day it'll be if he does. The angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you. Look how personal it is. Good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you, think of those dear shepherds, poor men that feared God, and this tidings that was to be told them. For unto you, I love that where the Lord says unto you. And when the Holy Spirit so speaks that in your heart and mine, it'll be a day that you'll never forget unto you. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And you know, as those shepherds went to Bethlehem, they proved exactly what the Lord had told them would be fulfilled. How they would find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. This denoted that he was so different than others, you see, other babes. They would know by this blessed sign that this was the precious Son of God. And oh, the joy there was, wasn't there, in the shepherds as they returned. And we read, and all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. And the shepherds returned, and then listen, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. They knew what it was to rejoice and be glad, didn't they, in this glorious birth of the precious Son of God. And then, of course, we have the wonderful account of the wise men in Matthew. What did they say when they went to Herod's palace? I think it's a beautiful word, you know. Where is he that has born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. And those dear wise men, you know, they were to find him, weren't they? There in Bethlehem's manger. This is the day which the Lord had made. It was in their life and heart, wasn't it? And in their soul's experience. And they were to be glad and rejoice in it. But then we think of dear Simeon. Oh, what a day it was for him, wasn't it? How the Lord had promised him that he should not die until he had seen the Lord's Christ. And you know, it didn't matter what came upon dear Simeon in affliction or trouble or distress, this wonderful prospect was before him that he should not die until he'd seen the Lord's Christ. Other those things the Lord has promised you that you will not die until you've seen them. And oh, that the blessed day came, didn't it? This is the day which the Lord hath made. And how the Lord wonderfully fulfilled what he had promised. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. It was a day he was to never forget. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Oh, the rejoicing there was in the heart of dear Simeon at this blessed day. And then, of course, we have the wonderful account of Anna, that prophetess, and what a day it was to her, wasn't it? She served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for the redemption in Jerusalem. This is the day. Oh, what a day in those precious souls this was. The day of his glorious birth. But then there are those other days I want to just briefly name concerning the precious Son of God, where the sinner will rejoice and be glad in it. We think of the glorious day of his baptism. What a day that was, wasn't it? there was the precious Son of God coming to Jordan to be baptized of John. And what does he say? Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. And that was such a wonderful day, you know. It's very sweet to me, that day, because in that day there was the whole Trinity manifested. You read that third chapter of Matthew on the baptism of Christ, how he set that sweet example to his dear people to follow him. It was a day the Lord had made. And some of us can look back to the day of our baptism. And, you know, I shall never forget when I came up out of the pool, the wonderful peace there was in my soul. You know, when the angel came to the shepherds, what did he bring? Peace. We sing in one of the hymns, don't we? Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners, we've sung of it, reconciled. But oh, go to that blessed day of his baptism. As soon as the precious Son of God was immersed in Jordan, what do we find? Two blessed things took place in that glorious day. The first was this: the voice from the most excellent glory of God the Father. And what does he say? This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Not only does the Lord speak that concerning his own beloved Son, there are times where he will speak it into the hearts of his dear children. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Well, let me come low. Do we desire the Lord would say it to us? Because, you know, if he does, it'll be a day which you'll never forget, the day the Lord hath made. And then the second thing was this: there was the approval of heaven on that sacred day. The Holy Spirit descended from heaven in the bodily form of a dove. God's sweet approval, you see, on all that was taking place. And you know, that's wonderful when we can feel this. This is the day the Lord hath made. It's something that when we're favoured to take those through the waters of baptism, that I look for that. The sweet approval of God in it all. And that's a wonderful thing when the Lord grants it. It's a day you will not forget. Whether it be upon the sacred person that is favoured with those divine blessings and to follow him. And it's a wonderful thing to the servant of God. Days we shall never forget. But then, let us go further, regarding the dear Lord Jesus. Think of the day of his great sufferings and agonies in the Garden of Gethsemane. This is the day which the Lord hath made. And as I name these things, beloved friends, have we, in looking your heart and mine, a sacred interest in them? It's not the interest the world has, is it, or the ungodly, but it is of the precious child of God. They have these days which the Lord hath made. And what will faith do? It'll look back to those days, like the hymn writer said, "My soul looks back to see the burdens thou didst bear when hanging on the accursed tree, and hopes her guilt was there." And you know, when the Holy Spirit leads us by faith into the Garden of Gethsemane, to have a little glimpse of the great agonies that he endured. And I speak this with much reverence. You think of those drops of blood that fell from the Lord of life and glory. His sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood fall into the ground. Some of us know what in agony it is to sweat, but it's not drops of blood, is it? Perspiration, maybe, it is true. But oh, think of the dear Redeemer. So intense was his agonies. This is the day which the Lord hath made. He must endure it. That his dear bride, his church, you and I, if we're among them, might be saved from all our sins. He bore all incarnate God could bear, with strength enough and none to spare. And what did he say? "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." Look at the sweet submission. Have you got a few days that you'll never forget where the Lord has made you submissive? How submissive was the precious Son of God, and how willing was Jesus to die, the hymn writer said. This is the day which the Lord hath made. The sinner, what can they do? Rejoice and be glad in it, that he bore all an incarnate God could bear for you and for me. Oh, to know and to feel it. But then let us go to Calvary. This is the day which the Lord hath made. He hath made that day. He must go to Calvary. There was no other way that sinners might be saved, but he must lay down that precious life. Think of those precious words, you know, that the Lord spoke on Calvary. We know there are those seven sayings of the cross, but we think particularly of this word. When he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Whenever I think of that word, you know, I think of dear Mrs. Gurney at Ashwell and dear Mr. Arthur Pierce at Luton. You know, those words the Lord spoke to both of them, "It is finished." Regarding dear Mrs. Gurney, I shall never forget, she prayed that I would preach from it. I didn't actually preach from it, but I spoke of it at the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. Now that dear lady, you know, she got up one morning and she was so weighed down by all her sin and in such a dark place. She said, I verily felt my sins would drag me down to hell. You know, in all her distress and exercise and burden because of it all, she said she went into her bedroom, and as she walked through the door, the Lord spoke audibly from heaven those words, it is finished. She said it just broke me in pieces. Love to him. And she said, I looked for all those sins that had so weighed me down and burdened me, and they were all gone. They were all finished, put away by the dear Redeemer. This is the day. Well, look in your heart and mine this morning. I had a letter this week from a dear lady. She said, you know, it's my sin that troubles me. Eternity's before me. It's my sin. And oh, it weighs me down much. But she said, the mercy is this. The word of God tells us, but there's forgiveness with thee, with the Lord, that he may be feared. And oh, she, that's my hope. That's my stay. Forgiveness is with the Lord. And then, oh, can we look to that blessed day when we knew a little of all our sin being removed. What does Mr. Hart say? I often quote it. It's a beautiful word, really. When his pardon is signed and his peace is procured. Look in your heart and mine as we come to this day of his glorious coming. Is your pardon signed? Is your peace procured? Is mine? Does it exercise us because we should never enter into heaven unless it is? Oh, to have that blessed signature of heaven that all our sin is put away. This is the day. And you say, if this is the day, you think of it in 2014 when the Lord were to favour you. This is the day which the Lord hath made, that he came into this earth to suffer, to lay down his precious life, to shed his precious blood for your poor soul and mine. What be the effect? Let us rejoice. The rejoicing you'll never be able to describe in words. And be glad in it. And be glad in it. But then we think of that precious blood that he shed. Blood that can cleanse the blackest, the vilest of sinners from all sin. Think of those precious words the Holy Scripture speaks of. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Not some of it. That's very attractive to my soul where it says all sin. It won't matter what the devil may tell you. This sin has not been pardoned or that sin has not been pardoned. You can face the adversary with that word. He cleanseth us from all sin. And when he says all sin, he means all sin. However great, however small. All sin is sin, and we need pardon for it all. And oh, think of that precious blood as he shed it at Calvary. It cleanseth from all sin. But oh, think of the dear dying thief. What a day that was in his life and heart, wasn't it? Which the Lord had made. He wasn't, and I speak it reverently and rightly, upon that cross by chance, next to the dear Redeemer. He knew in those last moments of his life what it was to be convicted of all his sin and convinced of them. And as he looked at the dear Redeemer, what did he say? Of himself, how they were there to receive the just penalty and reward because of their sin. But as he looked at Christ, what did he say? But this man, this glorious man, the man Christ Jesus, hath done nothing amiss. He could see in Christ complete perfection. Everything that his soul needed. And what did he say? Lord, when thou comest into thy kingdom, remember me. Is that your prayer and mine this morning? And not only today, but has been maybe for years. And what did Jesus say to him? What a day it was, wasn't it? This day shalt thou be with me in paradise. What a blessed exchange it was, wasn't it? For that dear man to be taken in a moment into heaven. Oh, may we be ever prepared for that great day. This is the day, the psalmist said, which the Lord hath made. That dear man hadn't made it, nor had any man, but the Lord had made it. And you think of his glorious birth, his baptism, his sufferings, his death. They were days the Lord had made. And then, of course, you can think of the glorious day of his resurrection. Look at the joy there was in the heart of Mary Magdalene. Look at the joy there was in the heart of those dear disciples at this day. This is the day which the Lord hath made. The day of his glorious rising from the tomb. Not all the powers of death or of the grave could hold the Lord of life and glory when that day came. And for those of you that may feel, as you come into this sacred season of the year, well, you're in so much darkness, so much sorrow, so many things to weigh you down, but this is the day. And those dear disciples, you know, were to know that glorious day when the Saviour rose, brought them right out of all the sorrow, all the bondage that they were in. The fulfilment of that precious promise was to be fulfilled on that day. What did he say to them in John 16? Ye now therefore have sorrow. They were in it. They were walking through it. But then he said this, but I will see you again. And that glorious resurrection morn was the fulfillment of it. I will see you again. And what was the effect of it in their souls? On your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man shall take from you. This is the day. when their very soul was to leap for joy, wasn't it? Think of it with Mary Magdalene. What did he say to her, Mary? And oh, what effect did he have? Rabboni, Master. She wanted to embrace him, and that's what faith will want to do. All her hope of heaven was in a precious Christ. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And oh, may we be led by faith through those glorious steps of the dear Redeemer. And then, of course, there was the day the Lord had made when he was to ascend into glory. The Apostle Paul said to Timothy, didn't he, how he was received into glory. And so will his dear people. They'll all be received into glory. What a day that will be, won't it? No more sorrow. No more pain. No more snares of Satan in the journey. Washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb to be landed in heaven. This is the day. Well, I haven't got anywhere really with this. This is the day. And oh, think about it in your own soul, whether those days which the Lord hath made. I may just drop this note before I leave it. A few years ago, I took a wedding and the Lord settled me as I arose that morning to conduct that wedding. And I said, Lord, do show me this is right. And the Lord dropped this text which we have today before us into my heart. This is the day which the Lord hath made. Some of us can look back now nearly 50 years to the day of our marriage. And oh, what a mercy it is when we can say this is the day which the Lord hath made. Some of you with the birth of your dear children, you can look back, this is the day which the Lord hath made. And then there are those that can look back and see the times where the Lord has favoured you. Under his the preaching the word, or maybe in your home, under the by the hedgerow, and this has been the day which the Lord hath made. When a precious Jesus has been made the one thing that is needful to you, and the chiefest among 10,000. So have we got these days? Could you truly say from an honest heart? And oh, I felt it at that wedding, you know. It was a very sacred occasion. This is the day which the Lord hath made. But the vital thing is, are we married to the Lord the Lamb? Because that day we'll never forget. Well, may the Lord bless his holy word to us.
Collections last Lord's Day were £740, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Pack will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day, and the friends at Fenstanton hope to hold their Christmas morning service at 9:30. Let us close with hymn 518. At the birth of Christ our King, angels made the heavens ring, singing with a solemn joy, glory to the Lord on high. Hymn 518.
Poverty of our poor feeble attempts, do bless thy own word. May we not leave it all on the chapel doorstep, May there be a little to bind. Forgive anything thy pure eyes have seen amiss. Take us each now into thy kind care and keeping. Come up with us again this evening if it would please us. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest and remain with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.